Have you ever had someone say, "Would you behave as a Christian?" And somebody else says, "Well, what does that look like?" Well, Paul the Apostle gives us 22 things of behaving as a Christian. We're going to cover half of those today in the Word. Good morning, and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer. Thank you for joining us. If you've not subscribed, take a moment and push that little button and subscribe and get this out to your friends. You'll be notified when the teachings come out. Also, if you have any questions, be sure and email us at glennschaefer@doc.tv. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 12, walking through it chapter by chapter and verse by verse. I love where we are today, because we're addressing what sometimes we've been slow in addressing, and that is the behavior of Christians. I know there are people who think if you emphasize the behavior of Christians, you're talking about certain behavior that makes you gain something from God. No. Paul is saying because you are a believer, this is what your behavior should look like. That's how he began with the chapter when he says, present yourself as a living sacrifice. You place yourself on the altar. You're consumed, so to speak, by the fire of God. You don't own yourself. And so this is what it looks like. So let's pick up here, and I'm going to go verse by verse, and we're going to address, I think, 11 of the first 22 things that Paul tells us as Christians how to behave. Verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. First one, love sincerely. What does that mean? Don't be fake. We say often, oh, I love you. But what Paul is saying, let that be genuine. People know if you love them. Your actions respond to that. And he's saying that is evidence or behavior of a Christian is to love without hypocrisy. Not saying one thing and doing another, but sincerely. No mask, just truly loving. Number one. Number two, run from evil. Abhor evil. Today, you don't hear much about that. There are those who call good evil and evil good. Even to identify what is wrong has some people really messed up. How could you declare that is wrong? Well, the Word is our guide. Where the Bible speaks, we speak. Someone said to me the other day, what was it like years ago? Well, I can tell you that when I grew up, there was a certain amount. Not everybody was a believer. Not everybody was holy. Sin operated just as much. But because there was a sense of biblical law in the land, behavior was kept under. They may be doing the same sin, but it wasn't as open because there's a general knowledge that that's wrong and that's right, that's okay, and that's not. Today, nothing is wrong. Today, everything is right. So without having a standard of God's word, man comes up with their own standard. So Paul is saying one of the evidence of a Christian or behavior of a Christian is to run from or to abhor evil, but cling, number three, cling to the good. Cling to what is good. Let your life gravitate to what is good and holy. So love sincerely, abhor evil or run from it, but run toward or cling to good. Number four, let's read the next verse. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Affectionate, kind love to one another. That is so important that we not only show kind affectionate, meaning like a brother, like someone that you would prefer. In fact, that's the next thing he says, honoring or preferring. One translation says playing the second fiddle. So number four is to be affectionately kind, kindly, like you would with someone that you dearly loved. That should be seen among us. That way they know we're disciples because of our love one for another, and then honoring one another. Let's create a culture of honor. And what that simply means is it's okay for you to get praise. In fact, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to be your biggest champion. And to be okay with that. So many people are hurting. They've never really known they're fully loved, fully accepted, that they feel like they're being left out if somebody else is being honored. Well, the behavior of a Christian is to honor someone else and literally preferring them. Then next says here, verse 11, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Don't be lazy as a Christian. It really means be diligent, but be fervent in the spirit. Be fervent in the Lord. In other words, there ought to be a hot, burning, glowing fire in you. When Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift of God that's within you. Let it be fanned into flame. All of the work of God, there is a part of being diligent about it. We can get lazy, but just as Christians have behavior, part of it is being diligent in the word, in prayer, in serving the Lord, being diligent, not getting behind, not lagging in diligence, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Next, number 7, rejoice in hope. It says rejoicing in hope. Learn to know that when you go through hard times, that it produces character, and character brings forth hope. Rejoicing in hope. We ought to be those who are full of hope, rejoicing in it. So he makes that clear in number 7. Number 8 fits right in line with it. Listen to what he says. Not only rejoicing in hope, but patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. I believe those three go together. Not only rejoicing in hope, but being patient in tribulation. Those who walk humbly and righteously before the Lord will suffer tribulation. You will go through hard times. And it's not just persecution, but life is tough. Somebody needs to tell some Christians that life is tough. And in that tribulation, he's saying evidence of Christ is not that you're not in tribulation, or that if I was really, God really loved me, I would not be in tribulation. No. It's that you're patient in tribulation. You trust God in tribulation, which brings us to the 9th part, steadfast in prayer. You're not going to be steadfast in prayer if you're not patient in tribulation, because your confidence and faith will not be in the Lord. So being steadfast in prayer, and then number 10, let me read another verse here. Verse 13, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. That's 10:11. Being genuinely generous to the needs of the saints. In the New Testament, there was not a need among them. In the time when there was great persecution, they sold what they had extra and gave it. They were willing. Now, that didn't mean that they didn't own things throughout the time of the New Testament, but there was periods of time when there was famine and persecution that out of their abundance they would give. And Paul said to the church of Corinth, just like the Macedonians was generous to them, that when they were in need, you would also be willing to give to them. So it goes back and forth, generous in their giving to saints. We should be willing to give to saints. We often think about giving to those in the community as outreach. Well, I believe in that too. But the Bible is full of doing good, especially to the household of faith. And this is, again, behavior of a Christian given to hospitality. That means welcoming people into your life, which eventually means they come into your home. They come into your livelihood. You're easily entreated. People can come to you easily. And you love people, and it's coming out sincerely. And all of those 11, half of the 22 things that Paul gives us of how to behave as a Christian, that's a challenge for us today in the Word.